This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Consider Him Who Endured. In the messages, Cords of Encouragement and Defeated Lions and Bears, we considered our role in the body or family of Christ. We saw that as we walk together down God's path, we must assume a certain level of responsibility for one another. We must encourage our brothers and sisters when they are down and remind one another that God is near, that our trials will soon fade. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, Hebrews 3, verse 13. But as we encourage, we must do so from a position of biblical truth. We must continually direct each other toward Christ and the life He calls us to live. It is never true encouragement to simply lend our agreement and comfort to a complaining or selfish attitude. This actually keeps someone down and threatens to pull us down in the process. Forgiveness and victory is only found in Jesus Christ. Jesus endured ridicule and humiliation from His accusers and overwhelming pain on the cross simply because He dearly loved us. The joy of seeing our restored relationship with the Father allowed Him to persevere through unbelievable hardship. His sacrifice brought us the gift of salvation. His perseverance should bring us the gift of strength and a renewed hope. Hebrews 12, verse 3. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. There are going to be days when the burden seems extra heavy, days when the attacks come fast and furious and feel like they will never end. It may bring temporary relief for someone to sympathize and confirm the difficulty of our situation. But the only way to truly ease the load is to focus our heart back to Christ and pray to receive His strength. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. We must persevere because He first persevered for us. There is definitely a place within the body for compassion and the sharing of one another's sorrows. But when our burdens become seemingly unbearable, we must also encourage one another to simply put one foot in front of the other and boldly continue down His path. His grace and His strength will be sufficient. We will not lose heart if we focus on His love. We will persevere and not grow weary if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and consider Him who endured. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.